come home to the place where I know I belong. Father, please forgive me for my wrong. I miss you so much. Can I please come home? I want to come home to the place where I know I belong. Father, please forgive me for my
has done it again. Niece of the legendary George Clinton of Parliament Funkadelic has brought us her second novel in the Life Knows No Bounds series. A blessing and a curse is what Malika deems her gift of visions of the future. But to women on the outside looking in, Malika got it going on. A handsome, successful husband, obedient kids, an art career. Who would ask for more? But then her gift of sight warns her of her husband's desire to leave her. Malika can't figure out what's gone wrong, but a needed vacation and a tall, dark, and wealthy admirer inspire her newfound strength. But to what detrimental end? Andrea Clinton once again takes us on a roller coaster ride full of drama, mystery, and suspenseful twists in A Blessing and a Curse, her new novel. Purchase your copy of A Blessing and a Curse and Andrea's other books, One Who Loves You More and Red Dollar, on Amazon.com and anywhere books are sold. Pick up your copy today.
Good evening and welcome. This is Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. I am your host this evening. welcome. For my return listeners, bless you. For my first-time listeners, thank God for you. You are listening to my radio segment titled Empowering for All. It is here every Sunday. We are airing earlier than normal. My normal airing time is Sundays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central. Today we're airing early. For those of you tuning in, it's going to be 2 Central Time and 3 Eastern Standard Time. Thank God for continuing to follow me and joining me as things sometimes have to shift around, and I know you understand. Once again, glory to God. It is a glorious day. Today's show, once again, God has instructed me to continuously shift the atmosphere. I'm going to be 100% inspirational, encouraging. God has blessed me to be his vessel. I am the platform here to encourage you, not to discourage you, not to judge you, but to empower you. Build your faith and break down the walls of evilness. Today has started off just an enlightenment, happiness, and joyous day, and I hope you can share the same. For those of you that are tuning in and listening and life has just been disruptful for you, everything, all hell has broke loose, you're tired, you don't know which way to turn, you're aggravated, you're agitated, and you're upset, be encouraged during this time that you're going to spend with me today, and know that if you don't have a relationship with God, take a stand, be affirmative, choose God. He is the choice. Begin to watch your life turn around. Things magnify, plentiful, abundantly, and above and beyond what you ever could imagine. I am that vessel as a testimony to you. I'm not here to sugarcoat. I'm not here to glaze. I'm not here to lie to you, but I'm here to empower you and be truthful to you. I am that vessel that God snatched from the secular life, from dancing on the stages as an exotic dancer, or as people call it, stripper. I have no shame, to the pages of the Bible. He picked me up. He turned me around. He planted my feet in his kingdom ground. I have unshakable faith for God. I am that highlighter, that ambassador. I am that one that will continuously tell you and can testify to you. It doesn't matter what he brings you to, he will bring you through it with the victory. But you in return must trust him, stay with him, love him, and continue to serve him. Many of you, if you are a new listener, I'm going to briefly go over who I am. I am, once again, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, born and raised in Akron, Ohio. Many of you have heard that small town before. The reason why you've heard it, it is where LeBron James is from, the famous Miami Heat player. As you can see, God does great things all around the globe. Akron, Ohio is not a well-known, highlighted city. It's a small place. A lot of people don't even know exists, but God is a great God. He'll go in there and do miraculous things, and out of small places, make you a great person. We thank God for what he has done in my life and the blessings also that LeBron is receiving in his life. I'm older than LeBron. We don't run in the same circle. We went to the same high school. I did attend St. Mary, St. Vincent for about a year or two as well. So I hopefully in my lifetime will get a chance to share with him and say, hey, aren't we great people from a small place? Moving on, once again, I moved to Atlanta at the ripe age of 17, 3 months shy of my 18th birthday. I didn't know at that time in my life that God was going to allow Atlanta, Georgia, to be the place where it contained my mess. Now in my birthing season of my evangelistic calling has become my message. Once again, I did not know at the time that God was going to allow Atlanta, Georgia to be the city where all my mess would take place. And now having grown in him, being processed, stripped, and molded by God, now in my birthing season, he's allowed it to be my message. So many of you, be encouraged, trust God, and know that he is able. I want to give a shout-out today. Praise God. I want to get some shout-outs here today. Shout-out to Christina Scaleri from Mob Wives on VH1. Hey, girl. We praise God for her. She follows me on Twitter. I follow her back. We just had a quick conversation. She may even call in today and shout out if she can. I know she's busy, but if she can stop by, she's going to call in and just shout out and maybe even share a few things and new upcoming things on the show. We thank God for her. Also, the connection made through her was from my lovely producer, who has always been informative, supportive, and encouraging. I thank God for her on a daily basis, Miss Nikki Rich. Shout out to Cynthia. Hey, Cynthia. I'm going to post a new picture on Twitter. It is up on Facebook for those of you while you're listening to the show. If you want to go and view it on Facebook, I'm there at Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. I'm going to post it on my Twitter when the show ends. Cynthia is a sales associate at a Neiman Marcus store while I'm out of town working. And the reason why Cynthia has stood out above and beyond many people that I've come in contact with while I'm working out of town is not only is her spirit compelled with Christ, her interaction and to deal with people is so exceptionally well. She has always been over the top, sweet, kind, and always encouraging for many of those who don't know God, inviting them to come to her church and just giving a word for the Lord. So Neiman Marcus, you are not only blessed, you are blessed above and beyond what you could know to have such a great employee working for you at your store. Cynthia, I love you, and I will see you soon. Once again, today's show, men, it's your turn. Last week it was ladies. It's your turn. If you want to call in and be heard live today, please do so. Don't be bashful. Call in. Share it. Tell it. Pour the tea. We keeping it 100. If you met a lady, all was going well, she seemed as if she was your princess, then all of a sudden there was a boomerang in it. You saw, wait a minute, this isn't who I thought it was. This woman is a mess. Her flesh is a mess. Call in. Tell me. Share about it. Because here at Empowering for All, that is the message. We want people to be able to understand everything's not going to be perfect. Everyone that you connect with will not be perfect. But as you begin to see and you begin to grow, what choices will you make? Will you process forward to be better, or will you stay in your mess and be bitter? So do call in live. For those of you seeking prayer, my show is always open. 323-580-5749, press 1. I'm going to stop here. I'm going to take a break. We're going to be back in a moment, and I'm going to go into a message, and if there are some live callers, we're going to bring you on the air. We'll be back in a moment. God, and welcome back. You are tuning in with Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. This is my radio segment entitled Empowering for All. We praise God for you. For those of you who are just tuning in, welcome and be blessed. I'm going to go over briefly the three things I always like to highlight on my show, which I call the Trinity that God is doing in my life, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you can partake in as well. The first thing is God has blessed me. I am a published author. The title of my book is The Tragic Times of a Woman. It is available through Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and many other outlets. You can also purchase my book, and the second piece of Trinity that God is doing in my life, which is my new ministry website, which is and has been designed by my producer, Ms. Nikki Rich. Go to www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. Once again, www.ymcteer, M, C as in Charlie, T as in Tango, I-E-R, empowerment, the number 4, all.com. The last thing in my Trinity God is blessing me with, you are tuned in and listening to it, which is my radio segment. Join me every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central, 5:30 Pacific. We are airing early today, but don't be discouraged. Be encouraged and tune in and be inspired and be blessed beyond your measure. Going into the message today, I'm going to be 100% inspirational, and I hope you are blessed. When you look into the mirror, you see your reflection staring back at you. Now ask yourself, are you going to be your own navigation system? Because when you see yourself, you have the power to steer yourself in a productive, right direction to be blessed, or will you stare back at yourself in the image that you're seeing in the mirror and continue to steer yourself in a destructive direction to stay in mess? I'm going to repeat that. You as an individual have the power as you stare at yourself. Looking in the mirror, you see the reflection of yourself staring back at you. Now you can make a choice and ask yourself, am I going to be my navigation system that steers me in the right direction to be blessed, or am I going to allow my own navigation to continue to steer me in a direction that I stay in my mess? Moving forward with that message, so many times we sit back, we whine, we cry, we don't understand, we vent, we gossip, we call people, we run from church to church, we want pastors, bishops, evangelists, apostles, everybody to lay hands on us, everybody to pray for us, and then we still continue to navigate ourselves in the mess. So you've got to make a choice to yourself and say, through all of that, am I going to take the steering wheel and guide myself in the correct way I know I need to go so I can get what I need to get and be blessed? In God's kingdom, for much given is much required. You cannot go to God and say, hey, God, I'm calling you today. I need for you to bless me this way. And guess what, God? I'll get with you at another time when I feel like it. No, ma'am, / no, sir. God doesn't work like that. When you choose God, he requires you to stay with him, embrace him, love him, and continue to trust him. And you have to do it your way. Your friend's way, your family's way, your pastor's way, your evangelist, minister, bishop, apostle, evangelist way may not be your way, because everybody is set in a different molding. Everybody's cut from a different breed. Everybody walks different journeys, and everybody goes through different tests. Everyone has different trials. So your victories and your testimonies will never be exactly the same. God does that because God is a sovereign God. He's a jealous God, and his grace is sufficient. Yes, I'm going there today because God has instructed me. People are playing with him, and he's not a card table. You're not going to sit down today and play poker with God and pick him up tomorrow and say, let's play blackjack. It doesn't happen that way. You've got to stay with God, trust God, embed God in your spirit, and let God move in your life. And as you begin to see him move, then you can understand. Now, I'm going to go there today because I am a fan of this show, Pastor Ron Gibson from Preachers of L.A., and that statement has stuck with me since I started watching this show. Many of you may see Evangelist McTeer's glory, but Lord knows you don't know my story. I have been through hell, and I don't mean the season of rain that you see outside. I mean pure H-E-L-L to get to where God has brought me to. I've been in my hell season now to be birthed into my harvest season because God said, I can't take you if I can't trust you. And God's timing is not my timing. A day to God is 1,000 years. That's a long time. And trust me, it took me a long time to get here. But I kept saying my future is brighter than my past because my past, I'm not going to make it last. I'm going to disconnect from it. I'm going to walk forward into what I know is better for me and it's going to connect and bless me. And that's God's kingdom. So many times in today's world, we want to be sugarcoated, we want to be glazed down, we want to be caked down, we want to be handed down everything, but we don't want to give anything to God. Well, guess what? You're going to have to. You don't have a choice. You have time to do everything else and entertain plenty of mess, but you don't have 5 seconds to come to God's kingdom to say, God, I lift my hands to bless you. Yeah, sure be it. Because one thing about me, God has given me that platform. I am that vessel. I am that mighty warrior. When my feet were planted in the street, I was strong for the devil. So now that my feet are planted in God's kingdom, I'm strong for Jesus. And I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to empower you because I have been in that secular life, and I know what it means, and I know what it feels when you wake up in the morning saying you need to stack your paper, you need to make a way, you need to do this, you need to do that, but you ain't got no time for God. And when all hell breaks loose, the first thing that you say is, oh, Lord, I never heard nobody, including an atheist, when all hell breaks loose in their life, say, oh, devil. We all say, oh, Lord, because when it boils down to it, he is dominion over this earth. He reigns this earth. He controls this earth, and we will submit and honor him at some given time. Don't make your time be too late when he calls you home in your casket. Make it now while you still have breath and life and happiness in you to continue to move forward to be happy. Now, many of you are saying, wow, she's coming hard today. Yes, because one thing about it, every day can't be a pity pat day. Because some days you've got to be instructed and deposited the righteousness of the realness. Because, see, with me, God has made me the platform. It's not about your money. If you don't never donate a dime to my ministry, I'm still blessed. And the reason why, because I look to the hills from whence my help cometh from, because my help cometh from the Lord. And, Lord, my God, who I serve and praise uncontrollably on a daily basis, has proved to me that he's got me, he's going to carry me, and he will keep me. Now, I'm going to stop there. We're going to take a break. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to continue to knock the devil out today because God has put it in me. This is a battle. We are in war for Christianity, and guess what? I'm like Mayweather. Bring it, baby, because one thing about the devil, I'm not intimidated, but I'm elevated for God. Sit tight. Don't disconnect. Connect. Call your friends and tell them to tune in and listen today. We'll be back in a moment. And welcome back. I'm Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. Thank you for tuning in this Sunday, October 27th, 2013, listening to my new radio segment entitled Empowering for All. For my continued listeners that has been listening with me from the beginning, thank God for you. For those of you who are just tuning in and you're coming in out of a break, let me briefly highlight before I go back into the message of what God has instructed me to bring to the people today. God has shifted the atmosphere, and my show now is 100% inspirational. It is open for all callers. If you just want prayer, you want to share a testimony how God has moved miraculously in your life, don't be hesitant. Be blessed and empower others as well. 323-580-5749 and press 1 to be heard live on the air. Men, I have opened up the phone lines today if you do want to call in and share. It was open last week for women. Today is your day, men, if you want to share how you met a woman and her flesh and everything seemed really good about her. She seemed like she was the princess and you were going to be the prince. But before you knew it, the real lights came on and you saw that her flesh was a mess. Call in and share. That helps empower other people to know when certain things come up in their life, they're not to be discouraged, but encouraged. Once again, 323-580-5741. On today's show, I have been talking about and was going over into the message before we went to break. When you look into the mirror and you see the reflection of yourself looking back at you, that reflection is notifying you that you are your own navigator. Now, will you choose to navigate and steer yourself in a productive, right direction to be blessed? Or will you allow yourself to steer your mind, body, and spirit in a direction to stay in your mess? As I was going over before we went to break, it is so important in this day and time to be on fire for God, to even say God's name is not a fight, it is a war. Continuously, even as you see it on the news, they are trying to implicate and take God's name out of everything. But what they forgot is that they are man, and who created them is God. God is dominion over this earth. It doesn't matter what you're seeing in the secular world. It doesn't matter about the money. It doesn't matter about Illuminati, because Illuminati didn't create Illuminati. God created every one of us on this earth. He made man from dirt. So don't get caught up in the hype. Don't get detoured off the mess. Come to God's kingdom so you can be blessed. And yes, I did say that. Don't get caught up in the mess. Come to God's kingdom so you can get blessed. Because one thing about the mess out there in the world, and I'm a testimony to it from where God brought me from, is that once you don't have, or once you go through hell, or once something goes wrong in your life, those people will not help you. They will talk about you, leave you, laugh at you, and hope that you continue to stay down. But when you come into God's kingdom, God is a sovereign God. His grace is sufficient. He will keep you, carry you, love you, nurture you, and show you and give you the victory in your enemy's faces, because he said it in his word, and his word is true. Psalms 23, I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. So do not become discouraged. Don't entertain the mess, and don't even listen to it. Hang up on those people. Walk away from those people when they talk about you, laugh at you because you chose God. It doesn't matter about their feelings, because what matters is about your victory in your spirit before God calls you home to his kingdom, or before you leave this earth. Because if he doesn't call you and you don't choose him, you'll wake up burning in hell. You don't want that. Allow yourself to steer yourself in the right direction to get blessed. Begin to take small steps, because nothing happens overnight, to reverence, serve, love, honor, and place yourself in God's kingdom some kind of way. Everybody does it a different way. I'm not saying when you get off the phone with me, you got to run to church 6 nights a week. That ain't happening. I'm not saying that when you get off the phone with me that you're going to say goodbye to everybody in 24 hours. That's not happening. It's a process. But you've got to say to yourself, are you going to continue to steer your navigation for righteousness, to do better, be better, feel better, and live better? Are you going to continue to steer your navigation to be stressed, not blessed, walking around hooked up and linked up with some mess? What are you going to choose for yourself? Many times you see people, you see mighty men and women of God, and you say, oh my goodness, they're using the money of God's kingdom to bless them. That's not so. God blesses his people in a mighty way. I'm a testimony to that. My ministry is just birthing, and I couldn't survive if I was depending on the money from the ministry, but God has made a way for me continuously every day of my life to walk and be blessed and deposit the funding needed to carry me and pay my bills, because I trust him. I don't trust man. But I'm obedient to him, and my obedience is what God honors, because it's greater than my sacrifice. Yes, I can say to you, I can cry to you, I can murmur to you, I can whine to you about what, if, how, when, and where, but it wouldn't do any good because at the end of the day, I have to be like Psalms 121. I've got to look to the hills from whence cometh my help because my help cometh from the Lord. As long as I trust him, I know that everything is going to be all right. And I'm not saying that to sugarcoat it. I'm not saying that to glaze you. I'm not saying that to encourage you. I'm not saying that to snatch you. I'm saying that to be truthful to you because I know without a shadow of a doubt, it doesn't matter how low you go. It doesn't matter how much you lose. It doesn't matter how much you don't have. It doesn't matter what it looks like you're not going to have. God will make the way and give you the victory if you trust him. God told me this morning, my people are playing with me. They're seeing all this hype and this righteousness and this unsavory mess of people in their flesh. And I'm going to go there because I can do that. We're seeing so many people in their flesh talking mess. No, did nobody on this earth come here to rule the world? No. Sorry, God created you. You're not ruling the world because if you was ruling the world, you need to change the world. So you listen to all that garbage, and you let it get down in your spirit, and then you begin to say, well, you know, I'm going to rule the world. How you going to rule something when you didn't create nothing? God is dominion. God made you. Don't be tricked. Don't be deceived. Don't look at the whips. Don't look at the money, honey, and get caught up. Get right. Get your feet planted. Get your eyesight on direction and your passion of what you want to do. Let them do what they need to do. Get on a path and do what you want to do for you. Mimicking everybody else when you have nothing planted in your house. Open up your doors and give an eviction notice to the devil. Tell him to get out. You've been evicted. Close the door. Listen as if it was a new knock at the door. Open the door and say, God, I welcome you in as a permanent residence in my life. Yeah, I'm on fire today for the simple reason, anytime that I go to God, I pray to him and ask him what he wants me to bring to his people. And as his sheep, I know his voice is clear as day. He told me, once again, my daughter, you tell my people today they are going to quit playing with me. Because just like I shut down the government, I can shut down the world. I can shut it off and everybody go to sleep tonight and never wake up tomorrow. My God, don't play with God. He's not a playful kid. He's not a playful child. He's a spirit that is dominion and reigns in this earth and is real. And we have to get in the place in this day and time to understand. We don't know the minute, second, hour, day, or week that he's going to come and say, this is it. So you don't want to be in a place that you're so messed up, broke up, busted up, disgusted up, and connected with some mess where you can't get blessed. I'm going to stop there. I'm going to take a break. I hope you're being blessed. I hope you're being encouraged. And if I do have any callers, don't hesitate. Call in, press 1-323-580-5749. We'll be back in a moment.
Tell me, Lord! When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. I see the enemy coming in like a flood in our houses, in our churches, in our families. But what I don't see is the standard. People of God, where's the standard at? We're in a war, y'all. It's time to stand up.
It's about to go down.
Yeah.
The battle has begun.
Woo.
It's time for you to choose.
Stand alone, standing behind.
Find us,
people,
hunt on y'all.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. My goodness, I was sitting here looking at the time, and you know, any time that you are just fellowshipping and just happy to be encouraging and bringing forth an inspiration for people to come on board to God's kingdom, time really does fly. Thank you so much for listening to me this week, and for those who are just tuning in, I am your host, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You are listening to my new radio segment, God is Blessing. We're going into actually the third month. Time flies, my goodness. But my numbers are growing, and God is doing what he said he would do. My show is titled Empowering for All. It is here at Empowering for All. I am here to build your faith, be a highlighter for God, an ambassador for God, encourage you, not to discourage you, not to judge you. Build your faith, shake down the walls of evilness, and also have an open discussion for those of you who want to share things God has done in your life, questions you may have of trying to seek God, and the road may seem to be very, you know, very ugly for you, and it doesn't look like things are going to go forward. I am a testimony to that. Today's show I've been sharing with you through the obedience of my Father who sits above me, God in heaven. He instructed me today, I want you to be inspirational to the people, but I want you to tell my people not to play with me. They're continuously playing with me as if I'm a joke. And what God meant by that, as I began to hear his voice more in detail, is tell my people, are they going to use their navigation system to direct themselves on a right direction to be blessed? Are they going to use their navigation system, which is themselves, every time they look in the mirror, you're a reflection of who you are. You have a right and you have a choice to steer yourself in the right or wrong direction. And he went on to add, will they steer themselves to continue to stay in their mess? Once again, let me go over that for those of you who may just be tuning in, catching the last few minutes of my show. You are your own navigation system as a people. Every day that you wake up or any time that you look in the mirror, you see the reflection of yourself. So that means you have a choice to navigate yourself in a productive, right direction to be blessed, or will you steer yourself in a wrong direction to stay in your mess? In this day and time, especially the year 2013, we've seen like never before a profoundmanship, a profoundness of people and the world wanting to implicate and take God out of everything. They want to take God out of the school prayer. They want to take God out of everything that instructs or anything connected with God. But what they forgot is they got too caught up and they got too comfortable in their flesh that they can't do that because God is dominion over the earth. God created us. How are you going to take out your creator? You can't do that. So they got so caught up in their flesh and their humbleness and their exaltmanship of exalting themselves that they forgot God still reigns the world. And as he showed us here for, was it 10 or 11 days, he can shut it down anytime he feels like it and may even cut it off when he feels like it. Now, we don't want God to cut it off. Because what that means, when God cuts off the world, me, you, and no one listening and anyone around us won't be here, because the world will be over with. It will be done. That means it will be finished. So you don't want to miss an opportunity while God has still blessed you to have breath in your body and be living in your flesh and be alive on this earth, to not make the right choice and choose him to be your way maker, your healer, your protector, and your guider. Because you're going to get off course, and you're going to see through your struggles and through your pain and through your storms and through your trials, you're going to have those. I'm sorry, but I can't lie to you. I have to be truthful to you. Those things are going to happen, because just like God said in his word, he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. But there is nowhere in his word that he says you will not be spared from trouble. So don't let the devil trick you and carry you into your mess of destruction by telling you if you come to God, you're going to suffer. You suffer with him. But you suffer a greater loss with the devil, because once the devil is done using you, you cannot call on him to talk to you. You can't call on him to bless you. You can't call on him to carry you, because he throws you out as if you never existed and he ain't got time for you. So get on the right mindset, connect yourself, be blessed, be encouraged, and begin to get that relationship and connection with God. It may cause for you to disconnect from some people. It may cause you to walk away from some things. But those things are not that you're walking away from, those people that you're disconnecting from. It won't hurt you. It actually will help you and carry you and make you a better person. As you begin to see the ugliness that some people contain that proclaim to be walking with you, you will understand why you can't take them where you're going with God. Yes, I did. Because one thing about this vessel, who I am, God has instructed me, I can't pity-pat with you, I can't high-five you, but I can encourage you to be truthful to you. Because it's not about the money, it's about the word being deposited into you with the truthfulness of what God can do for you if you choose him. Many people you will have to disconnect from to go where God wants you to go, because they're walking with you, but they're praying against you and laughing at you and mocking you and hoping you don't rise up, but they're hoping every day you fall down. Get in a dominion place, a sovereign place, a righteous place to say, you know what, it ain't about them no way. If they don't like me, so be it. I don't need 85 friends. I might have 5 friends. I might have 1 friend, but I got the best friend I need. I got Jesus. Stop looking for titles. Stop looking for connections, because God is the connector. God is the way maker. God is the door opener. God is the door closer. What God does, no man can get in it. Now, understand me today. I didn't even know God was going to go in this direction. But as I began to speak, I know his voice. He said, tell my people to quit playing with me. I'm not a child. This is not preschool. This is real deal. Get it right. Come to me, love me, trust me, begin to serve me and praise me, and watch me bless you. It may not look like it, because God may not come in 24 hours. He may not come in 2 weeks. He may not come in 2 months. But one thing about God, a day to him is 1,000 years. I pray on a daily basis as my listeners, and God has blessed me. My listeners have grown. Growth has come to my show. Thank you, Jesus. That you listen and take with you what I bring to you. Because at such a time now, God is raising up his vessels like myself to reach the people that have been where you've been, gone through what you've gone through, feel the pain that you feel, and we're not so holy that we look at you funny. We try and judge you. We're here to bless you and encourage you. Now, briefly, I am hoping that you will continue to follow me and tune in every Sunday. I'm going to stop here. We've got to end the show here momentarily. I'm going to stop there. God bless you. I hope you've been encouraged. I'm going to share 3 things with you God does in my life, and I want you to take partake in it. I'm a published author. Do buy my book. It will carry you through my trials and storms. And when I said yes to God, and the devil tried to shake me, take me, and break me in any way possible, but I stood for God. I have unshakable faith for that man upstairs. It is titled The Tragic Times of a Woman by Yolanda McTeer. You can buy my book. Another thing in the Trinity God is doing for me, and God has blessed me, my lovely producer, Nikki Rich, designed my website, my new ministry website, www.ymcteerempowerment, the number 4, www.ymctall.com. I'll repeat that, www.ymctallempowermentforall.com. Tune in as you're doing so now. You continue to tune in. The last part of my Trinity, God has blessed me with, and I'm partaking in on a daily basis, my radio segment, produced by Ms. Nikki Rich, every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central. Some Sundays, like we're airing early today, we will air earlier. Due to circumstances, sometimes things change, our schedules change. But do tune in. Follow me on Twitter. Those updates and changes will always be posted on Twitter. Follow me at Twitter, at YMCTIER. Once again, follow me on Twitter at YMCTIER. Follow me on Facebook at Evangelist. Find me at Facebook, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. Also connect with me on Instagram, Evangelist Y McTeer. I thank God for you. I want to give a last shout out today to Miss Wendy. She's a hairstylist. She's done my hair while I've been working out of town. She texted me earlier this week. She said she was going to tune in. Some things are private. I let it stay private, but God allowed me to minister into her life and walk into her salon. It's not a mistake, but a blessing. Wendy, I thank God for you. I know the struggles and pains and things that you go through, but God is going to continue to move and bless you. My audience, my listeners, my producer, I love you all. Thank God for you. On this last statement tonight, I'm going to end. I never like to end my show without prayer. Prayer is power. There is power in the Word of God. Briefly tonight, I'm going to end by praying with you Psalms 4, quickly. Psalms 4, 1 through 8. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing, Salah? But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Salah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Once again, I'm closing my show tonight with prayer from Psalms 4, verse 1 through 8. It is a joy unto the Lord to share with you in fellowship and bring this word to you today. I am Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. Until next week, I love you, be blessed, and goodbye.
This battle ain't yours. It's the Lord. Think about it. And then start shouting. Going through.